Sanbona Nimzanti. I am your host, Candice Kumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. Whether you're braying in Mpumalanga, hustling in Hillbrow, or chilling in Cape Town, Health from Zanzi is all you need to tackle anything life throws your way. In today's talk, we're tackling a common misconception that getting fit requires a fancy gym membership and a small fortune. Well, in this episode, we'll be preaching about making a fit and healthy lifestyle achievable for everyone. Fitness guru Newo Sibiya will be joining me to share her wisdom on affordable and accessible ways for you to stay fit. Newo, welcome. Thank you for joining me today on the Health from Zanzi podcast. But before we jump in, tell us a bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
My name is Newo, also known as Fitness Guru Official, actually. Now that we're getting to the fitness part of it, what I actually do, apart from other things that I do, I'm actually a fitness instructor, yoga, aerobics, meditation. I coach that, and specifically races. I do YouTube work, focusing more on like fitness content, where it's like sit-down conversations about fitness, similar to what we're doing today. And also on Instagram, I think I'm more on the fitness where I do challenges every month. I put my challenge up there. Hey, people, come join me. We're doing leg exercises, those type of things. So I'm content creator specifically on fitness. And I call myself like a fitfluencer. You know, those influencers. So I was like, maybe be more specific and call it a fitfluencer because I've never heard of that term. That's what I do in a nutshell. I do fitness content on YouTube, Instagram, and just physical, which is the aerobics and boot camps, Saba things.
Thank you for that lovely intro, Newo. Saba willing to join the challenges. But
most definitely you should.
I'll do so. So Newo, in your own words, how would you define affordable fitness and why do you believe it's important?
Especially with the word affordable. In this economy we're living in, like nothing is affordable. At this point, you have to invest in whatever that you want to do because prices have gone up ridiculously and salaries are not going up as the prices. So it's like, come on, balance us. What are we supposed to do? And looking into the fitness space of it, I'm not going to lie to people and say it's cheap or less pricey. It is a bit pricey, but it comes back to looking at your means. Fitness, it's a lifestyle for me. And lifestyle, it includes how you handle your finances. If you want to be in the fitness industry and be able to buy the veggies, fruits, and remember that they don't last like a whole month. So you have to constantly keep buying and that's you spending more time. So now this way the finance part of it comes into play. How you handle your finances is also part of your fitness lifestyle. So how I would say to have affordable fitness, number one is live within your means. If you want to be healthy, say you're trying to gain weight, don't go and buy a salmon or something hectic. Start small, chicken fillets, those type of things. Look at how you handle your finances. Make sure it's realistic with the lifestyle that you're trying to live because at some point, both have to balance each other. How you handle your finances, how you do your fitness thing because it's an investment. I believe fitness is an investment. So you have to lose something to gain something. You have to spend money to live that lifestyle. Eventually, get better at it and you'll be able to balance how you spend your money on fitness. So I think just looking at what works for you and sometimes be realistic. Don't go with how other people do their fitness lifestyle. Yes. Take it slowly. If it means you have to do home workouts and not go to the gym, that's affordable for you. Go with that. If I had to give you like one sentence of what affordable fitness is, I think it would be just living within your means. Start with what works for you. Buy what you can buy. If you can just buy a banana, that's also you being healthy. That's you practicing the fitness lifestyle. Until you're able to now buy strawberries every month. Just start small, go with the flow and look at how you handle your finances because they play a huge role in your fitness lifestyle because this economy is not friendly. Like I said, fitness is a lifestyle, right? And it affects everything that's happening in your life. How you are physically affects everything because if you're living a fitness lifestyle, trust me, your daily mood is going to change. You're going to be a happier person. Remember what happens when you're exercising. The happy hormones are coming out. So now those are some of the benefits of living a healthy lifestyle because every day you are active. Well, there are some days where you're not going to be as great, but in most cases, if you go to the gym, trust me, your body's going to pay you. Your hormones are going to be top level. And then the other thing is your work performance. Because you are active, you are doing steps, you are running up and down, your body is working with you. You're not always tired. You're not always dragging yourself. So it also affects how you work at school or at work. Your work performance also plays a huge role. in how fit you are. And then the other thing is confidence. You know, this thing that if you look good, you feel good, those type of things. So those are some of the other benefits that you're more confident because you look good, you feel good, man. There's just something about being at the gym and living a healthy lifestyle that makes you feel so good and you have this pride. Have you ever seen a lady or a man walking out of the gym, like that walk, that, I've arrived now, you know? So you're confident, you're showing up, you're owning, you're taking up space because everything, like I said, the happy hormones, how you feel, because you know you look good. You can see that your body is actually paying you back. And maybe lastly is your physical appearance, which also boosts your confidence. And yeah, you're just healthy as a person and you're a happy person. I think fit people are actually very happy.
Thank you so much, Neo. I really love the idea of ensuring your fitness journey is within your means. However, people believe, and we often hear people saying, staying fit is expensive with gym memberships and these fancy equipment that everybody wants to use. So what are some affordable and accessible ways of individuals to stay fit?
When I couldn't afford the gym, what I used to do, I do like home workouts. I have data. I think I started there. I was like, okay, sure, fine. Right now, I can't go to the gym. But what can I do to still be fit and still exercise and just keep fit? And I started doing the home workouts, which is the Zumbas, you know, at your own pace and your own place and comfort. So it's even more nicer. They start small. If you can't go to the gym, start there. Now I can afford the gym. Now I'm back to the gym. So do home workouts. And I also took advantage of the free passes. You know, the gyms every month, they do some free passes. Just come try with the gym. I took advantage of that. So do it for the sake of, I believe in manifestation. Like almost like manifesting, just going that one day to the gym. Like one day I'll be here because you're in that environment. So you're calling it into your own world. One day I'll be able to come here. I did those things also where I do the free passes when they give me the free passes. And sometimes you don't really have to go to the gym to be fit. That's not the only way. Sometimes how you live your life, taking walks, that's a form of being fit. That's a form of living a healthy lifestyle. Just take a walk. I don't normally take the elevator, I take the stairs because I'm like, I just want to keep my body active and working, just operating and being active. So there's another form of being fit. It's not just going to the gym. There's so many ways. Drinking water every day, that's another form of being active and trying this fitness lifestyle thing. And then more than anything, gyms normally have the student discounts. Now it's a matter of like maybe lack of information. Look into it. Check the discounts that gyms have because they do have a lot of discounts for students. If you're a student, sometimes they charge you less. I remember when I was in high school, I used to do that. We had pay, I'm a student discount. Take advantage of that. If you know that you can afford like maybe $260 a month, invest in it. Like I said, it comes back to me saying that fitness is an investment. You know, you need to put in the work for it and see the outcome of it. Also, how you eat, it's a form of exercising or what is it? Living the fitness lifestyle. Maybe instead of having white bread, have brown bread. White rice, have brown rice. Not just going to the gym. It's also how you live your life, how you drink water, what you do, taking daily steps, taking walks, jogging, road work. Also, you can do that. If you can't go to the gym, do road work. Run around the area for 2 kilometers, however kilometers you can. That's another form of still being fit, but not doing it the expensive way, which is going to the gym and paying a whole 600 rand. So there's other ways, which is what I just mentioned.
So in line with that, what would you say are the health benefits of keeping our bodies active and staying fit?
First one is like your appearance. You want to look good. We all want to look young. Beyonce has a song, Forever Young. So when you're training your body, you feel young, you feel fit, you glow. It shows that you are active, you are fit. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that makes us confident, all of us. So the health benefit is that you look young, your appearance is nice, you're confident. And then remember during the pandemic, I think that's where I saw that actually being in this fitness is a huge advantage for me. I mean, I can't control exactly how everything happened, how you get sick or not, but I saw that I never caught flu during that period because I was just active and it helped me because my immune system was boosted. So you see, Uguti, now it's helping me when the serious things that are, you know, sicknesses, illnesses, I don't just easily get flu. But 1 month where I decide to not gym, you know, otherwise when I'm active, when I'm fit, I don't really get ill. When I'm ill, I easily recover because my immune system is boosted and it's on top level. Those are some of the benefits and the moods. Like I said, you look good. You interact with people. You're a happy person, basically, because of how you're good. The hormones in your body, the happy hormones when you're training. And stress, you do get stress, but trust me, when you go to the gym, it helps you manage the stress, helps you cope, help you smile again. So it's how you look, how you feel, and how active you are in your work performance, all of that stuff.
Thank you so much, Neo. So before we wrap up, can you please just share any words of advice for someone who would like to begin their fitness journey with limited resources?
My advice to people, number one, set goals. You always have to have a why. Why are you doing this? Because if you don't have a why, that day is when you're not going to be motivated. But you need that why to get you up. I want to look like who's battling beside me. That was my why. I was like, oh, she has a banging body. Child. I want to look like her. Have a why. Why do you want to start this journey? You don't always have to be gaining or losing. Sometimes you just want to be fit. You just want to maintain the body that you have. Just have a why, because it's going to get you through those days when you don't feel like doing anything. You're going to remember that, hey, I promised myself that I want to wear a size 32. First step is set goals. Why do you want to embark on this journey? Number two, get a gym journal. It's going to help you keep track of your journey. It's because I have my gym journals. I look back and I read my gym journals. And I was like, oh, wow, actually, like I've improved. I read what I was writing, what size I was, maybe beginning of the year and maybe second half of the year. Now I've gained. I've reached my goals. Now I'm more active. Now I don't drag myself to get out of that bed. But it's because I was keeping track of everything from the beginning to wherever I am. And then number three is have fun of it. Have fun with this thing. Get a cute water bottle. Get cute gym clothes. Just, you must always be looking forward to getting those gym weights. Just go to the gym. Even if you're not training, but you're just there looking cute. Trust me, at some point you're going to start picking up weights and pretending like you're training. Next thing, you're actually having a whole session. Make it fun. Don't make it all serious. And then number three, but the last point is understand that change is not easy. When you're going through this journey, your body's going to have to adjust to so many things. So change is hard at first, gets messy in the middle. At the end, it's beautiful and worth it. So allow yourself to go through all the changes. Some days your body's going to react in jantan because now you're vegan, or now you're not having the alcohol that you used to having, or now you're replacing this with a strawberry. Your body's going to go through the change, and just embrace the change and allow it to happen and be patient with yourself. This is your body. You're not punishing it. You love it, which is why you chose to embark on this fitness journey.
So lastly, how can people who'd like to begin their fitness journeys with you get a hold of you?
With my monthly challenges, I would advise people to check my socials on Instagram at neo_Sibiya with two A's. That's where I normally put my challenges, so we'll see the instructions, when is it starting, how we're doing it. And then for the more sit downs on maybe how to exercise, how to do squats, how to do exit squats, how to do squats with weight, that's where it's on my channel, my YouTube channel, which is fitness_guru_official. That's where now I show the exercises, get into detail. If it's the first time going to the gym, what should you do? Where should you start? And everything is just on my channel. So on Instagram and on YouTube, that is where you'll find me.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za. Or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health from Zanzi podcast, and your ears are always invited. Remember to live within your means, because there are tons of affordable and accessible ways to stay healthy and active, no matter your budget or your lifestyle. Stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candice Kumalo. Until next time.